Welcome to the Bipolar Excellence Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Jensen. I'm someone who overcame bipolar disorder in an organic fashion back in 2004. That process taught me a couple things about bipolar. I was living life so incorrectly in relation to what the better part of me wanted and needed me to do that it took bipolar disorder to shock me into seeing I should go another way. The fact that it was bipolar that was the change agent meant I'm more creative than most. I have a certain slightly higher amount of intelligence than the average bear. And I have a way of seeing life and expressing myself that most around me do not, in such a way that I can have great impact on those who need me most. You might be the same. I want to help you understand this about yourself, and I want to help unlock your greatness and then unleash it on the world in the best and coolest way possible. Hello, bipolar prone folk. This is episode 40. What is my true purpose? This is part of the Life of an Outsider series. You'll find a link to the series in the footer of the website, bipolarexcellence.com. Okay, funny story. Damn it. So I just did episode 39 because I'm hell-bent on getting to episode 44 and finishing this friggin' series so I can move on with interviews and things. People are waiting to talk to me about their experiences. So I'm going to do something right now I've never heard on another podcast or anywhere for that matter. If you listen to the last episode, 39, I now see, because I have some other information, I'm inside the back end of my website, and just the pictures alone are making clear to me what I talked about in 39, not living my dream, my true purpose. I actually made the point, I think, more of this episode, what is my true purpose? I'm totally sure of it. So episode 39 is really about finding your true purpose. This episode is going to be about not living it. So, you know, thanks for your patience and screw it. Just move. Just keep going. This is what I'm doing. It's what I always tell you guys to do. And this ain't the end of the friggin' world. And I find it to be an entertaining twist. Okay, don't do the same shit everyone else does anyway, right? Boring. So, this would be about not living your true purpose. I got this picture for the podcast episode for the website with this guy with a soulful, mournful, I'm not quite sure. He's looking out a window and he's not happy. He's lost. The other episode picture, which is more what is my purpose, is a whole stack of road signs on one stick, like in a war zone when everybody puts their hometown on one post and there's 50 labels pointing with mileages how far away they are. So anyway, damn it, I wish I'd have looked at my little pictures first. So I discussed in 39, really, about finding your true purpose. So in this one, I'm going to discuss what it means to not live it because it directly pertains to bipolar disorder. I was in, I discussed that in episode 38 about mental illness, addictions, and chaos. Not finding my purpose is killing me. It might not get that severe for you, but I will say this much. You're going to, in one way or more, consistently fail at all you do as you ignore your true purpose. Now, this can be deceitful. This can be hidden. The negative can be hidden. There's a lot of people that are very good at what they do and in some cases make a staggering amount of money, and they have everything all the rest of us wish we had and are absolutely miserable. Why? They're not living their dream or true purpose. They're doing something they're very good at simply because they're capable. Now, that's a problem I think a lot of us would rather have than not, because a lot of us have jobs we don't like and we're not succeeding. So sure, that's an upgrade. But again, when you get to where these poor people are, unhappy is unhappy. And even if you got millions of dollars, you're going to disintegrate in the same fashion as someone making hundreds of dollars a month. You're going to end up in the same spot more than likely. Might take a little longer because you got more money to burn through. And really, if you got more money to burn through, you're going to actually cause more chaos. You potentially could hurt even more people because you have a larger, you have a greater scale of responsibilities. You literally have more people that you have to answer to or who rely on you. So even if you're King Kong financially, if you disintegrate from not living what your heart's intent is, you're going to go down just as hard as those of us with no money, and you're potentially going to hurt even more people on the way down. So nobody gets out of that fight alive. The fight is to find out what your heart's actual intention is for you while you're on this earth. It's tricky because we all got to eat and pay bills. This is something I've struggled with for forever. I can tell you this much. The more I actively try to get better at being me, somehow, even if I don't like how, my bills keep getting paid. Something always shows up in the nick of time, or somehow I can offset things. Somehow I get missed when I should get talked to about something in a way that buys me more time to do better down the line. Something somehow always shows up to save my ass. Even when I get hammered, not alcohol-wise, but by life, I have more successes than losses. And because I've trained myself, I find what the knowledge is that was hidden within the loss, the wisdom to be gained. It takes a brutal honesty. It's humbling. But if you can get good at it, after you're done screwing up or blaming everybody for whatever your problem is, if you can look and see what part you played and learn from it, your life will get better as a result, and you will be a better resource to those you're trying to serve, even if it's just one other person you care about the most. Why not learn those things for that person? Now, in our case, on this podcast, we're looking for people that want to impact a lot of people with their work. They've got a big dream, a vision, something they want to operate at scale or have the impact of scale, not just one person. But if you don't uncover what your heart's trying to tell you, you will suffer in some fashion. So let me see here. It's my own how I was going back and forth between these two topics is already confusing me. Yeah, it's you have a responsibility to yourself to make the best of your life that you can. There's that. The folks that believe in reincarnation say you're just going to keep doing it until you get it right. I think that's something to be considered, whether you believe it or not. If nothing else, it's another impetus. It's another thing to drive you forward. Like, Christ, I would rather not repeat all this again. Get it right now. And why not? And if you believe you're only here, if you're here right now, and then when you die, you're done. If that's all you believe, you know, that's fine, whatever. Why not make the best of it now? It seems like you'd be even more driven to make the best of it now because you, as far as you care, you only got this one shot. Seems you'd be more driven to make the best of that shot. Another thing is people pursue happiness. You can't pursue happiness. When you pursue happiness, it's like trying to hit a home run on your first date. You're going to scare the other person. They're going to resist. They're going to push back. They're going to run. They're going to ghost you. It's too much. If you're not an exact match immediately, you're going to freak them out. You're too much too fast. You're asking for too much. You're going to lose that person. Chasing happiness is the same way. You can't chase happiness. It's an abstract concept. It's not a thing. Happiness comes as a result of doing the work of discovering and living your true purpose. In this case, discovering your true purpose. So, no, it's living it. Same thing with money. A lot of people think if all they had was money. I thought this fervently. I still wish it. I can't not feel it. I want tons of money because you need it for every damn thing under the sun. There's no such thing as getting through life without money unless you're a kept man, a kept woman, something like that. And I have no desire to be that. But if you pursue money, you won't get it. In this case, what I'm doing with this show is putting out as much of myself as I can in a way that I'm able to maintain to help those I resonate with the most, and eventually one of them hires me. That's how it works. That's the spiritual and the business rolled into one. There's another cool tip. I don't feel there is any difference between business and spiritual. To do what you're here to do spiritually, you need the business aspect of your life to run well, because you just do. Nobody's a true martyr. Somebody, even if you don't believe in money, like you're a monk with a feeding bowl, you still rely on other people. I'd rather pursue life with a more empowering outlook than that. And it matches with what all the spiritual teachers say. Be of greatest value to those who you resonate with the most, and you will be taken care of. Your material needs will be taken care of. This is not easy to maintain when your material, in your mindset, when your material needs are not being met. It takes grit. It takes courage. It takes hustling at times. Sometimes you have to focus more on the money just to keep going. That's anybody building anything. Anything. That's somebody building a boat in their backyard. It's they're not going to just get to build the boat for the most part. They'll have had to have taken care of the money elsewhere in a way where they probably didn't get to build the boat for years. You see what I'm saying? It's like, but you can do the two side by side, and more than likely you're going to have to. So, since this became not living my dream and true purpose, there's a few things to think about so that you can. It's all I used to be concerned with. I didn't know what my true purpose was, and it's odd. The longer I tried to just do well, my purpose became clearer to me as I went. The hints would come here and there, and then they came all the time. And after a while, you'll start getting so many hints, so many people, you'll hear the same thing being said to describe you over and over, or you'll hear a result that you just helped create repeated to you over and over. And finally, the light bulb will go off. I'm like, hey, I seem to be really good at that. And not just good, but I enjoy it. The two things will merge. What you're good at will merge with what you enjoy. The goal is, in my opinion, to get to a point where you cannot tell whether you're working or playing. Because really, this whole life, work-life balance, I'm going to go to work, then there's my life. Oh, fuck that. Have them be the same thing. Have them be the same thing. Can be anything, too. Can be any job under the sun, really. If you enjoy what you're doing and you happen to get paid for it, you fucking win. From that point, the only real discussion is scale. How big you want to take it? Do you want to be altruistic and share it with other people just to help other people? Because you've already figured out what to do and get paid for it. Now go big with that. Not only are you winning, everyone you touch is going to win for it. The world needs to see you winning. They need to see you struggle and overcome. They need to see you not give up. That's how your followers are going to find you. That's how some of you are finding me. Guarantee it. All right, guys, that's a cool place to end. See you on the next episode.